How painful and injurious it is when a person's character, reputation, and patriotism are attacked without concern for fact or fairness. It's for that reason that I come to the floor today to speak regarding the attacks recently on a fine and decent American, Huma Abedin. Over the past decade, I've had the pleasure of knowing her during her long and dedicated service to Hillary Rodham Clinton, both in the United States Senate and now in the Department of State. I know Huma to be an intelligent, upstanding, hardworking, and loyal servant of our country and our government, who has devoted countless days of her life to advancing the ideals of the nation she loves and looking after its most precious interests. That she has done so while maintaining her characteristic decency, warmth, and good humor is a testament to her ability to bear even the most arduous duties with poise and confidence. These attacks have no logic, no basis, and no merit, and they need to stop. They need to stop now. Ultimately, what is at stake in this matter is larger even than the reputation of one person. This is about who we are as a nation and who we aspire to be. What makes America exceptional among the countries of the world is that we are bound together as citizens, not by blood or class, not by sect or ethnicity, but by a set of enduring, universal, and equal rights that are the foundations of our Constitution, our laws, our citizenry, and our identity. When anyone, not least a member of Congress, launches specious and degrading attacks against fellow Americans on the basis of nothing more than fear of who they are and ignorance of what they stand for, it defames the spirit of our nation, and we all grow poorer because of it. Our reputations, our character, are the only things we leave behind when we depart this earth. And unjust acts that malign the good name of a decent and honorable person is not only wrong, it is contrary to everything we hold dear as Americans.